Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Am I officially a Jenny Man? Is that what
are you?
Saying?
Have you joined the Jenny Man Club?
local 1410.
Yep, local 1410. The Jenny Men.
I am a member of the Jenny Man Association.
Oh, wow, Steve. Thank you. All right. Thank.
Can't be said enough. You're no longer one of those of us down in the trenches. Now you're up.
This is really weird that a guy who goes and sits in a air-conditioned office is...
Look.
What is the heaviest thing on a daily basis you lift?
Huh. These birds, like, they have a bone to pick with me.
Do they not know that they're pooping on the deck of one of their own allies? They've got old Banakinet.
Yeah, exactly.
In there, waiting to see what type of bird they are.
Maybe they're a little disappointed. By the way, I got a birdhouse update. We got birds in the birdhouse.
Oh, good.
Sure didn't seem like you were as excited as I was.
You guys been poking around out there at all hours of the night to check on the baby birds in the birdhouse?
No, man, you can't go near them.
Okay, good.
Can't go near them. You go near them, the mama ain't gonna come back.
You feed them bread or anything, or?
No, birds.
That's just the ducks, then.
Yeah. I think that mama bird's handling it on her own.
Huh. So they're just living in your yard.
Living. Living all wild and free.
Have your text messages between you and Annette changed from, you know, updates on Evelyn and stuff to now, like, she just fed him again.
She's got a worm.
You should have seen it, Steve. Is that happening?
No, not yet. I think she's been checking out the birds, though. She's excited about it. She's got her binocs, a.k.a. her eyes. Constantly focused on that brown birdhouse out by the shed.
I need to ship you guys to a home. It's just ridiculous that you're already here.
I know.
It really is.
We've aged quite a bit.
What a crazy progression in what appears to me a snap, like the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
And the way it happened is still inexplicable to me. I feel like just a month ago, you were Will Ferrell from Old School with your hat backward, revving the engine on a car you're fixing up. And now you guys are sitting on the couch while your baby naps, watching the birds in the birdhouse.
Well, one of us is watching the birds in the birdhouse. The other one simply put up the birdhouse.
Okay.
Simply hung the birdhouse, because the birdhouse has been laying around for 3 decades. And I thought, maybe I should attach this to a tree. It took 1 minute. Speaking of which, the birds are apparently going to be a prominent part of this episode.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. Our biggest listening audience, the birds.
Sunroom Cast and APS 3.2. It is the Steve and Kyle Podcast. It is Saturday, 27. June 27th, right. 2020, the year of our Lord, the Steve and Kyle Podcast. Coming to you live from the sunroom again, but the updated sunroom.
Yeah, looking, so still humid.
Oh my good lord, it's like a sauna in here. It's insane.
But now, I'm more inconvenienced.
Well, look, one of us had to be more inconvenienced, and it was going to be you.
Sure. I mean, it's hard to argue with those facts and the outcome.
Well, we had all of our, still in storage from like the winter, all of our outdoor, like the patio furniture, the table, a couple chairs.
Stored in here.
And I've just been waiting to move them out until like, because obviously until 2 weeks ago, there was nowhere to put them because the deck didn't exist.
Sure.
Deck is there. finally, this morning, I cleaned, like, I'm cleaning them all off and moving them out there. I got to pick up a can of spray paint today because one of the legs on the table, like, completely rusted somehow. Mm-hmm. Just one of them. The rest of them perfectly fine.
Good.
So I had a friend sandblast the rust off of the leg. So I got to pick that up from him, paint that, and then we'll finally have our table out there. But, yeah, so we have quite a bit more room in here now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what was a very temporary setup where everything was just plopped down on a coffee table.
Right.
In the middle of the room, cords strewn about. So we decided to shift everything over to the side. It's all now I got our little board, our mixer, sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got my microphone precariously attached to an end table. This may sound familiar.
I already see on my end.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The clamp.
It's already
gotta
leaning.
Lean.
It's gotta already lean. Leaning.
So for all of those who, and I know there was a group of people who thoroughly enjoyed the disasters that surrounded your microphone over the years.
How did
until,
we never? How did we never put together a montage of all of my microphone falling fails?
We missed the boat at this point where, again, we've talked about, or I talked about it a while ago. At this point, we could just recycle everything we've already done and make it into new bits. Because that would be perfect, because those would bring joy to people's faces when you would angrily have to try to reconstruct your microphone while I filibustered.
Right.
Until one day, mid-recording, you got up, got a power drill.
I left the room for a minute.
And you drilled a piece of wood into the plastic folding table.
Yeah.
So you could then clamp your microphone to something more solid.
Yeah.
And you never had an issue after that,
never.
If I remember.
No, it worked perfectly. It was a good solution.
Yeah.
And, boy, that something sounds a little bit loud, but
so now you are steps away.
Yeah.
I would argue, I'll give it 3 weeks in 3.2 here before that thing falls twice, maybe three times.
Well.
And you are drilling a piece of lumber into that, into the large end table. Then.
I don't think that's going to happen because as we speak, what the hell?
Nice wavy.
Is that sound, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really annoying because we added a new microphone cable to the mix here. I'm assuming that that's the culprit.
And I'm not surprised.
No.
I couldn't be less surprised that this has happened.
Maybe we got to stop buying our electronics on Amazon.
Either that or maybe start planning and trying to fix it before we record.
Let's see.
Nope.
No, that didn't do it.
Didn't do it. Try the other one.
Mine?
Yeah, maybe it's yours.
You think maybe it's... Okay.
Maybe it's yours.
Apologize in advance.
Did it go away?
That was it.
Was it really?
It was it. It's back.
Well, hold on. Oh, boy. I can't touch the mic, though.
Oh, boy. We are in a precarious situation.
Just to paint the picture here, this new arrangement has allowed me to drag out an ottoman. So I am comfortable as hell now.
Yeah, we are...
Feet up. I mean, I couldn't be more comfy.
You're a step away from slapping that microphone on a hammock. And... Oh, it's worse now, in case you're wondering.
The sound?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, it's better. All right, I'll lead the show here, Steve. You could just leave it like that, actually. No, it's back. It's bad. Still bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's worse.
That's a whole lot worse, isn't
it? Do we want to hit the pause button here?
Sure do. I think we did it. Oh boy, yeah.
Wouldn't be an episode if there wasn't an issue to maintain Steve's comfort.
Yeah.
You know, a tech issue.
Not so much comfort, just
well, that I mean that. But the, I mean overall there.
Yeah.
I mean, part of apparently the cable was fine where we had it a week ago.
Yeah.
But you adjusting it, what would you say? 3 feet?
Yeah, maybe four.
In the week since, ruined the mic.
No good. No good
at all.
Ruined
it.
So we're back. This sounds a thousand times better.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. Who knows? We rearranged the studio here.
Yeah.
My mic will most likely fall by the end of the show.
Yeah. That is on the poll already, by the way.
Oh, is
Steve
it?
Steve and Kyle. Good. Do you miss Steve's microphone issues? Because, again, I stand by it. People seem to really enjoy that. And personally, I loved it, Steve, because, as you know, I'm selfish. So that really gave me a chance to shine once I could get you out of the way for even a few seconds.
Yeah, I mean, those filibusters are some of our
most
rated segments.
Now, pull back the curtain a tiny bit. You know, I was in radio for a while, Steve. I think you're still in it.
Uh-huh.
You guys aren't doing like a podcast or anything yet, digital only?
No, not yet. Oh, yeah, believe it or not, people still turn on the old radio box in their house and in their car and give us a listen.
Real upset. But what they have in radio, what's
called... I got a big response from the birds.
Thank you. Yep. Here all week. There are what's called the quarter hours,
yeah.
I believe. And if we were to break down the podcast quarter hours in terms of, you know, spikes and listening, I have a feeling when I had to filibuster... when your mic fell, would be a real nice spike,
you think?
On the quarter hours.
Okay, well, I guess we'll never know.
Well, Steve, that microphone is tenuous at best, so I think we may know sooner than you want to be comfortable with. I think, and in the vein of, and we talked a little bit about this last week, the Dan Le Batard show, as a lot of radio shows who care about the environment and humanity and people and aren't super selfish and rude and inconsiderate to the community and the scientists who encourage things. Mm-hmm. They've been doing their radio show socially distant, meaning from their homes.
Yes, some of them have, right?
Unless you're a real jerk, you wouldn't do your radio show, you know, from the same place that you'd been doing it for quite a while, right? You agree?
You know, it's a funny thing that you mentioned there. Boy, you know, look, we had that little intermission. We had that delay because of the microphones. I feel like we just need to move forward. We need
push forward.
Forward momentum.
Absolutely, Steve.
yeah.
But what they would do is because, and again, to peel back the curtain a little bit, with those units, Steve, they're called Comrex units.
Mm-hmm.
You're relying on an internet connection, which as we know, and you know, and everybody knows, with their own homes or their own businesses, internet connections, for what seems like no reason at all, will drop out. And on national radio, that doesn't work really well. So what would happen when, you know, the main host's mic would go out, Stugatz would then have his all-time Houston Rockets team at the ready. So I think I need to have, like, a backup plan. It doesn't necessarily have to be sports-related.
So you basically need an in-case-of-emergency break glass.
Yeah.
And it's a notebook that just go.
I click the file on my computer, and I just got to keep talking.
Okay.
Now, whether it's sports-related, whether it's not. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do I do something new? Like, do I do, like, a... what would bore you to death, like the all-time Detroit Lions greatest game?
Oh, that sounds terrible. Yeah.
Or do I bust out the greatest hits and by default start yelling about horses? or something
not
else.
Horse racing or anything.
No,
just horses
racing,
in general.
Horse racing is...
horses as a species.
Yeah. That's what I... like, do I bust out the greatest hits or do I come up with a new thing?
Oh, you know something? That's not for me to decide.
All right.
That is not... look, I'm going to be out of the mix.
Sure.
I'm going to be fumbling with cords and...
no question.
And going on to, like, FAQs on websites trying to figure out what the issue is. So, look, I can't be involved in this. This is all on you.
Okay. Now, I'm going to need a little... I mean, if it happens this week, you're going to put me in a tight spot.
Okay.
But coming weeks... I'm going to have probably an Excel spreadsheet broken down with different topics I need to get into.
All I know is I'm not touching this microphone for the remainder of this episode. And so we should, in theory, be okay.
At one point, you're going to get like an itch on your foot and you're not going to think. And you're just going to lunge forward. at your foot, and that microphone is going to fly wild.
It's coming down, definitely.
So, by the way, just very quickly, congratulations. I see you got another two pieces of the deck up
this week. I do, yeah. I got railings up.
You got a few railings on the steps. Still no ramp.
Still waiting for the railings on the one end.
Yep.
Should be in at this point. Should finally be in at the end of this week.
So currently as it stands, this is just one very long plank.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like a dock.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got the walk-off there that you'd pull the boat up to.
I should just get a boat. I should find an old boat and just put it right at the end of the deck.
Just park it.
Yeah.
You know, build it into the ground, like into the sand as part of the landscaping.
Yeah, yeah. You know how you see like those garbage people that take like bathtubs and put them in their front yard and then plant flowers in them? I'll just put some flowers in it.
Another question I asked for you, because we talked already today about you and Annette aging so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled into the big subdivision today on the way here. And in case you're wondering, yes, you're not your neighbor. But for lack of a better term, your distant neighbors did still have his garage open.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All day, every day.
I'm serious. I have never seen it closed.
It might be a broken garage door.
Winter,
summer,
if it is a broken garage door, it's been broken for 2.5 years.
You think? I mean, listen, you and I are kind of garage door pros.
We have garage in our tags on our podcast.
Do you want to maybe mosey on down there after the show today and say, hey, something wrong with your garage door? No? I just thought we'd check. You know, never seen it.
One of the most annoying things is he's got a full-size pickup truck. I think it's an F-150.
Mm.
And he pulls it in, and like the back 2 feet of it hang out of the garage. I'm assuming it's because he has all of his treasures in the front of the garage and he can't pull forward enough. But that is, to somebody who, I don't know if I have OCD. I feel like I do because a lot of things, like things need to be in
organized.
Their place.
Yep.
It drives me nuts when I drive by and I see the back like 2 feet of that truck hanging out of the garage. Drives me insane.
I mean, if he was smart, he'd just cut like a doggy door over where the back end of the truck would stick out,
and
just drive in, drive out. You know, he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That door will never be shut, though.
But we digress. I noticed pulling in, not just a subdivision, but I saw a sign. And then he come around, and as we, obviously everybody knows you live on the Zach. As I turn onto the Zach, I see another sign. And I realize, uh-oh, something's going on in the Zach today.
Yeah.
Now,
big happenings.
Everybody who's here either dies or moves.
Wait a
minute.
So
you're only two options.
Hold on.
Oh.
In a cul-de-sac, a little up the road, there's a guy named Steve who you may or may not know. His neighbors knew him from his side gig show. When Steve moved in, away they all go. The birders, the widow, and the volleyball player. The silent neighbors in the secret lair. Just wave your hand, just wave your hand. It's a Zach! Got a folding card table and two microphones. It's a Zach! Got two dead neighbors, the others moved away. It's a Zach! Got a folding card table and two microphones. It's a Zach! Got two dead neighbors, the others
moved away. All right, now we're in the Zach officially, so we can talk about this.
Zach, if it's not too much, maybe if you want to redo that whole thing for leaving the Zach for when we... That's a joke.
Left the Zach!
Don't do that. That's a joke. That's just me saying that. In my never-ending quest to have us do less work and just push buttons and make fart noises and become a stereotype.
Yeah, plus we forgot the password to the Gmail account that we had set up.
So if you send it, you're going to have to send it to social media.
Yeah, we haven't been able to check that in 2 months.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
The last thing we may have gotten there was maybe the In the Zach intro.
Yeah, so I'm sure that there's a lot of good stuff in there, but...
Sorry. If you send us anything there, which again, we didn't check it very often anyway.
We've never given out that email address.
Yeah.
People have just found it.
People have gotten it, though, from other avenues when we've had to email them mm-hmm. something or whatever. But yeah, if you send us something there, go ahead and send it to our social media, one of our social media inboxes, and we'll get to it. Those pop up usually a little quicker. But as I pulled onto the Zach today, Steve, there's another sign and hard to miss. Probably 8 to 10 cars.
Yes.
Pretty rare for the Zach.
8 to 10, yeah, 8 to 10 extra cars.
Now, if I know you guys, you're probably both peeking out your windows, out your window at the front, you and Annette, wondering, that's another car. Yeah, I parked pretty close there. I don't know if I...
Well, I, yesterday, because this happened yesterday, too, and I did wonder, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Maybe there's an open house or something, because the one house was for sale.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, and then I saw the sign on the front lawn, and then the signs leading back through the neighborhood.
And again, you assumed it was an open house, because, as you heard Zach just say there on the intro, you only die or move if you're here. Those are your two options.
Yeah, dying and moving. When you live near me.
And the ratio is probably 50-50. A lot of dying.
Well, says you.
Wasn't there death on the old, at you and Annette's first home together? Didn't the old bag behind you?
I don't think so. She was, I mean, if anybody was going to die, it was going to be her. She was.
Granted, she was on the older end of old.
She was very old, very old.
And I see a sign. And that sign says, at the same house that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It says, estate sale.
Yes.
Now, I figured you, Annette, and your guys senior age, you'd pop on your penny loafers and wander, probably with a nice jacket.
Right.
Just because you're worried about, you know, maybe a brisk breeze this morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold out.
And you'd,
latest check. It is, like, what, 70, 72 with about 1,000% humidity.
And you'd probably pop a hard candy in, depending on the time of day.
And yeah, guys, I don't want to spoil my dinner at 3 o'clock.
And you guys, hand in hand, would walk over to the estate sale going on in the Zach. So you guys aren't quite to estate sale, or am I stepping on toes right now by recording this podcast?
No, there is no estate sale in our future.
Really?
Not going.
You guys aren't on the hunt for a valuable treasure to add to your belongings in the living room or anything like that?
No. Because like most people, when a house near you goes up for sale, first thing you do, find that ad on Zillow, look
precisely.
It up, and snoop, because you want to know how your neighbors are living.
Oh, you're looking square footage, you're looking pictures, you're looking price, you're thinking, oh man, I need some, made myself a little dough, huh?
Yeah. But after a quick swipe through the 20 or so pictures, quickly realized that the sensibilities and the design stylings of the late grandma don't exactly overlap with ours much.
Wow.
So probably isn't going to be a whole lot over there that I'm interested in. Now, granted, I'd be real bummed if I saw that there was like a Facebook ad and they had like all these tools or something, or like a scoot for sale maybe.
Right.
Then I'd be interested, but...
If you found a scoot today, a good scoot.
A good scoot?
Not you know, a legal scoot like you had.
Illegal?
Well, not the...
Well, yeah.
What do they call it? The ramped up, the souped up edition that
you
had?
Yeah, it was... I mean, look, legalities are... there's some gray areas in there.
Typically, legalities, there's not. Legalities is A to B.
Says you. Again,
I mean, and the law, but what do I know?
I just like the idea of every argument you make. Yeah, says you.
No, I mean, it's written down. Yeah,
says you.
Sure. If you found a scoot, newer scoot, lightly used scoot, $500. You getting back in the scoot game?
I might get back in the scoot game, but only because I know that I'd be able to flip it and sell it for more.
So you'd be in the flipping game.
I'd be in
not
the
exactly
scoot,
the scoot
the
game.
The scoot flipping game. Yeah, I'm up for flipping anything.
Do you do a lot of scoot work on the scoot that you think you would be able to? I mean, obviously, you know, you've worked on cars and stuff, and it's not that. Well, it is different, but it's not more complex than a car.
I can handle my own, I think.
Put up the scoot. You know, rotate the tires.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, if you got a scoot and you need some work done on it, you let me know. Oh boy, I just touched the mic again.
Another side gig for Steve. Scoot extraordinaire.
Scoot repair.
Scoot.
Steve Scoots.
Steve Scoots, come here for all your scoot repair.
Yeah.
And your scoot soups. We'll soup up your scoot.
So yeah, the I happened to check the listing for that house across the street.
Sure.
It shows an offer pending.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. And you don't have anything to suspect because it's been up for quite a while now.
It's been listed since, boy, I don't know. It's easily been up for 3 months.
So it could be anybody.
I think that it's a family. And the only basis I have is a couple of weeks ago, I was out front cutting the grass. I looked over and so I saw there's this one car that we know since I've seen it 100 times in the last week or in the last month. It's definitely the realtor because she's always there.
Gotcha.
And so I see that car pull up and then family got out. It was like mom, dad, 2 young kids. They go in and look at the house. And then later that night, I was outside again. They pulled up again, walked through the house again. So I was like, that's kind of like, I don't know, that probably means something if they went and looked through it, you know, walked through the house again. So, yeah, it seems as though we're going to have new neighbors sometime soon.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. So we get to begin that same horrific process all over again.
Yeah.
Where you stand at the end of your driveway for way too long. You... Mm-hmm. You know, stare over there longingly, waiting for eye contact to be made.
Hey!
Steve, you've been out getting the mail for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot of mail.
Just waiting. And you take a few walks out into the middle of the Zach. Like, you're kind of almost like you're looking at something. You start kicking rocks. You're just waiting for someone or something to happen there.
Yeah.
That you can then say, all right, moving in!
I like how I talk like that.
Yeah, you become real dumb when you're talking to your neighbors.
I like your other dumb voice for me where it like kind of cracks a little bit. So if you could stick to that one.
Oh, boy. I mean, you're really asking me to hone in on my impressions of dumb and annoying Steve.
Hey, guys. Hi, family.
And the dad quickly puts his hand behind the child's back and inside now, come son, on, inside
come on,
now.
Come on, don't talk to that man.
Oh, man. Well, I got to tell you, personally, I'm exhausted with you talking to your neighbors, so I can't wait for this whole thing to start again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the people next door still won't move the F out. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Well, that's been a weird process. They were going to sell the house by themselves. They pulled it off the market. It was back on. It's now...
I think 3 or 4 times.
Supposedly sold, you think?
If you look it up, it says pending, and their sale signs are gone. So I think... Because I had talked to him like three, four weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we close on June 15th or June 16th, which was 2 weeks ago at this point. So I'm assuming that maybe they closed, but the other people haven't closed on... their house that they're selling. I don't know. They just haven't moved it in yet.
Sure.
So they, but the, because the guys, my neighbor, Joe, his truck is still in the driveway and his boat is still in the driveway. So who knows? Maybe they just had an agreement like, hey, is it okay if I leave the car in the driveway
for
until
a while or whatever. Okay.
So, yeah, but we're waiting, anxiously waiting.
You know, Steve, I feel like we've bandied about enough today.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you an email last night with the intro. And usually there's...
Hold on.
Boy, we got to get something before I even get to that, yeah.
Well, first of all, we have to make sure that people know that the that this segment is over.
Oh, no.
Yep, coming up right here.
In a cul-de-sac, a little up the road, there's a guy named Steve who you may or may not know. His neighbors knew him from his side gig show. When Steve moved in, away they all go. The birders, the widow, and the volleyball player. The silent neighbors in the secret lair. Just wave your hand, just wave your hand.
Leaving the Zach.
Got a folding card table and 2 microphones.
Leaving the Zach.
Got 2 dead neighbors, the others moved away.
Leaving.
Got a folding card table and 2 microphones.
Leaving.
Got 2 dead neighbors, the others moved away.
Thank you, Zach.
Wow. Look at that. We even did the work for you, Zach. You're welcome. So we're officially out of the Zach.
We are.
Before I get to what I want to talk about, there's something that is urgent to this podcast that we need to talk about today, right now.
Oh, I know. I think I know what you're talking
about. This is something that came about, I don't remember when. I'm terrible with that type of memory.
It was earlier. It was the beginning of this year.
It was because, and this also involves our friend Zach here.
Zach a co-host?
No, not interested.
Good.
I couldn't be less interested in anything.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw it out there, but I'm glad that you said no.
Yeah, I mean, we were all hoping for the answer. You just needed me to rip that Band-Aid.
Love you, Zach. Do you think Zach even listens anymore?
Probably not. Yeah. Somebody forwarded the message, hey, can you make the stupid intro? And he's like, fine. We talked about this, like you said, this winter. You and I are officially, it depends where you're listening to this, as of July 1st, it is time to nominate your favorite cul-de-sac cohorts, your favorite garage door gang, your favorite softball squad.
By the way, did you notice the shirt I have on today?
Yuck. Your
the old softball shirt.
The Podcast Awards, Steve!
Yes.
All right! Yes. The nominations are...
I believe we dubbed them the Podconies.
We were going to create our very own podcast awards, and we decided to do one better. I Googled Podcast Awards, and we paid a registration fee to now be eligible for podcastawards.com.
How much did you pay?
$25.
Was I supposed to give you $12.50?
We're all good. We are all good. It's just my award when we win.
Well, I mean, no, I think we're even now because you had ordered the microphone cord. I had ordered the new stand. I think we're nice and even.
Constant upgrades here in the APS. No, I took it right from the slush fund, Steve. Podcastawards.com. As of July 1st, so if you're listening to this on Tuesday, you're a day early. Wednesday, July 1st, it is open.
Oh, boy.
We need you to go to podcastawards.com, and there is a tab under the three horizontal lines to open a menu on the top right side.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this on your phone. You can do this on your desktop, whatever you prefer. If you're at work, do it multiple times, and go to nomination sign up. Now, right now, I'm looking at it, and it's locked. That will be unlocked Wednesday, July 1st. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to make an account. I know that's a headache.
Yeah.
Had I known that before, I wouldn't have given the registration fee. But here's what we need, Steve, and we're not above this.
No.
We need you dedicated listeners and friends of this program to so bomb this nomination sign-up page with the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Yeah.
I don't need to win. I don't care. I want to get to the point. There's a time where if we make, I think they call it the final slate, we have to submit a 90-second winner's acceptance speech. And I think no matter what, Steve, we're making that
video. Yeah, that's a given. That is being made. It'll probably have the ESPN 30 for 30 music in the background.
Yeah, so we'll have to cut that 30 for 30 down to 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to have a clue what we're talking about if we win. Again, podcastawards.com. On the menu, there's nomination sign up. I need everybody listening to do this multiple times to help us out. Because I've never wanted anything that's more worthless in my life than this. Because I think, listen, podcast awards are a sham.
Yeah.
Just on face value, how can you judge a medium? There's 1 billion. How would you, can't even describe what we do.
No.
You would call it a comedy podcast, I guess.
I don't know. Some would probably laugh.
There you go. The some would probably laugh category.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... Yeah, but then it's the whole, are they laughing with us or are they laughing at us? I don't know.
And I don't even know what happens. Again, when you go to nomination sign up, I don't know what it's going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's fields you have to enter, I would put in comedy or probably best in show, like we're dogs.
So now, basically what you're saying is now is the time for people to show us how much they love us.
Yeah. Yeah, that,
how much do you love and respect us?
So we need to decide, Steve. Do we want to try in terms of... Do we want people to nominate us in the comedy category? Because I'm looking at the categories right now on their main page.
Yeah, let's narrow it down.
So we either go with the Adam Curry People's Choice Award. I guess we leave that alone. Because there's names on there that I've heard of. Mike Rowe. The Ezra Klein Show.
Okay.
The Fantasy Footballers. Those are pretty big programs.
Yeah.
There's the arts. Do we crash the arts?
Boy, I don't know about that.
Manager Tools Business Category.
Manager Tools Business.
So we'd argue that we're a business podcast.
Nope. Can't do that.
The comedy category.
The comedy category.
Let me list you the top 10 in the comedy category last year, Steve. Two Girls on a Bench. Not my words here. A Gay and a Non-Gay.
All right.
Florida Men.
All right.
Funny People Talking.
Sounds funny.
High Hungry, I'm Dad. Morbid, a true crime podcast. Sinisterhood. Talk Nerdy to Me. The Dennis Miller Option. And the winner last year, the Spitballers Podcast.
The Spitball... Boy, I feel like I would have heard of at least one of them.
Yeah, so you can go to spitballerspod.com. I'm just looking right there at... I mean, they have a really nice website. I'm assuming they're pretty popular. Subscribe and support. You can become a spitwad.
Oh, that's a...
Here's what I think...
Oh, and I like their logo. It's like a monkey with a banana peel on his head.
Here's what we
need
to do.
And music notes.
You and I need to find a podcast, whether it's in a different category or whatever.
Yeah.
You and I need... I think we need to mass message a lot of these in the business category, in the arts category. We need to find a partner in each category, right?
Yeah.
And start a campaign. Baseball teams do this with the All-Star Game, right? Where they'll, you know, if an American League team like the Detroit Tigers will link up with a National League team like, let's say, the Diamondbacks, and they'll, you know, it'll be hashtag vote so-and-so and vote so-and-so. So they'll link up to try to, you know, hey, if you're a Tiger fan, vote for your Tiger, but in the same message, also vote for the Diamondback. We're going to hook up together.
Yeah.
So you and I...
Use their... You know, they're wide, cast a wide net,
right,
trying to get all their fans to vote.
Now, we don't want to be, we're not going to partner up with anybody in the comedy category.
No.
Not interested. You're our enemies. I'll burn you to the ground. I actually wouldn't mind hiring a hacker to get their website shut down for the next month.
Yeah. I'd flat out murder a spitballer.
Boy, the spitballers have 415 patrons. That's a lot more than we have.
But we haven't tried.
Yeah, video with their podcast. They got a man cave. Oh, we don't stand a chance.
Oh god, I hate the term man cave.
I mean, there's like figures of themselves. They got their logo and neon lights behind it, and we're let's see, we're up.
Why don't we just give up?
Nope.
Well, never mind. Don't vote for us. Moving on.
Rob has the entertainment category. Maybe we leave the spitballers alone.
Ooh.
And we
maybe we
target We're Drunk and We Know Things, the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we go into the entertainment category and team up with the spitballers in the comedy category.
Now, there's no telling that that would work. The spitballers would probably look at our presence and laugh.
Yeah.
The education I think we really hit government and organizations podcast. Steve, you and I have a job this week. We have a chore.
Hold on, I'm signing up to become a spitwad.
Do we try to sneak into the kids and family? Because we've talked about our kids a lot.
No.
Okay?
Nope.
So there is about 15-ish, 20-ish categories.
Yeah.
I think you and I, we either go for comedy or we go for entertainment. I think entertainment might be a superior option.
I think entertainment is probably the best one.
So, Steve, what I have for you this week is a job.
Okay.
Okay? You and I are going to have the same job. We are going to reach out via social media to 1 to 3 members from, I would say, every category.
Okay.
And we need to type up a form letter. right? We'll slide into their DMs. We'll mm-hmm. send them an email. We'll send them a Facebook message, a form letter offering to team up for the Podcast Awards Vote-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll plug them. They plug us. Now, it's going to be important to find, I would argue, podcasts with similar presence to us. We don't want to punch down.
No.
All right, any newbie losers who are nominating themselves for this, stay out of it, okay? We're not interested. We're not punching down. We're only punching up here.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I think we do that. I think we start, we got to get a campaign going.
We need a slogan.
I'm going to harp on this. It's not long.
We need buttons.
The voting period is only July 1st through July 31st. Again, podcastawards.com. Now, onto the menu on the right side, nomination sign up. Please help us out. Sign up, make an account, dummy email, whatever it is you use that you want your inevitable spam to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Make that for us. Nominate the Steve and Kyle podcast in the entertainment category. We'll put the link in the show description this week if yep. you're listening on a podcast app. So please help us out there. While Steve, you and I behind the scenes will be doing all we can
oh, yeah.
to get the vote out.
Tons.
I'm sure the side gig will give us a nice big plug
uh-huh.
In probably the 8 a.m. hour.
Yeah, right? Most likely.
Well, no, not even the, I don't want the 8 a.m. hour. I want the 7:30.
7:30 spot. Yeah, 7:30.
7:30 spot.
Every day next week.
Maybe just while the music's still playing. You guys still do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe while the music's still playing when you're coming back from commercial, you get... you maybe you just sneak in. Right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'll lock everyone else out of the studio.
Yeah. You just wait for... Yeah, I know Freebeer flying with his fingers and moving stuff up and down. And you just wait. And then once you see the pot that you can... Can you still manually turn on your microphone?
Yeah.
Come on.
How about this?
Come on.
How about on your way into...
Not calling in. Don't care.
To the old office one day.
Uh-huh.
You know, the old grind, the old 9 to 5 or yep. 9 to 5:30.
Yep. I left the trenches this week.
How about you drive past the station,
uh-huh.
right? Like, we coordinate this.
Throw a Molotov cocktail.
I was going to say, create some kind of diversion out on the street.
Yeah.
And I'll look out the window and say, guys, look, we need to go help. And then everybody runs out of the studio, and then I lock them out, and then you sneak up the back stairway.
I'm thinking something ridiculously short-sighted. Like, I'll get, like, a hot dog cannon and fire it at your window or something crazy. Right?
Okay.
I mean, something really not thought out that will inevitably get you in trouble and violate some laws. But okay. Hey, I got to get the attention, right?
Right. Yeah.
And a hot dog or like a t-shirt cannon smacking your window while they're trying to talk.
Well, look, I would notice.
They would get them out of, you know, moving around.
Mm-hmm.
You bum rush in.
Yeah.
And you just start yelling podcastawards.com, menu bar, nominations.
Then, step through.
Check my blog for more details.
I like it. All right, it's already in the description.
Perfect.
I have in the description, it's time for you to show us how much you love us. Part of that is a link. Click on that. It takes you right to the page.
And we're going
to
post it on social media. And
yeah.
I know we don't typically do this with our social media. Typically on Twitter and Facebook, we'll just post the shows. And well, I mean, we'll comment with people who mm-hmm. who make comments back.
Post
and forth.
a lot of web polls.
Yep. Just please retweet it. You know, share mm-hmm. it on Facebook. That's all we're asking.
Look, I want to be able to get one screenshot of us in like the top 10.
That's all
I need.
Honestly,
screenshot.
I'm
I don't
not
care if it says. I don't care if it says 3 votes.
Yeah, I don't care. I need to be on whatever final thing they're talking about.
Yeah,
and. Be able to make and send in
mm-hmm.
this 90-second video of you and I in rented tuxedos.
Oh, it's a video?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not rented tuxedos and giving our acceptance speech for an award that we don't stand a chance in hell at winning.
No. No, no chance.
But it doesn't matter. We're on the stage. We had to. They had to take the time
mm-hmm.
to receive our video, vet our video to make sure it's not just 90 seconds of curse words.
Right.
That's all I need.
I love it. I love the idea. I'm happy to do this, and hopefully people help us out.
Please do. Again, podcastawards.com. There's a nomination sign-up tab. Please Please retweet it. Share it on Facebook. When we do post it, we'll be posting those links here over the next 4 weeks. Again, this goes July 1 to July 31 is the nomination sign-up period. Please help us out. You'll see it all over social media. I apologize in advance for seemingly badgering people on social media about it. Just a quick retweet. It's not, you know, I hope I don't ruin all of your brands.
Kyle, I have a question for you. We are now 40-some minutes into this podcast, and you have not once spoken about your first week as Corporate Kyle.
Yeah, I mean,
CK, Corporate Kyle, wearing fancy suits, going to the office. You did not follow up with me on Monday. How many people received coffee to the face?
Just two.
Compliment. Just
two. The person who held the door open for me didn't open far enough. And a person sitting near my desk.
Really?
Got one.
So you do have a desk.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to send some ownership.
You got the picture of, you got like the wedding picture there.
I didn't have I'm going to put it up, like magnet it on the side of the desk.
Okay.
Like to get the metal bars around it, like a jail cell. And... It's not. That's a total lie. That's simply for joke's sake. Steve, to rip the Band-Aid off here, I love it.
Really?
I love it.
So you go in there day after day.
Yeah.
You haven't approved one mortgage yet, right? It's just deny. Did you get your stamp, your red stamp that says denied by Kyle?
I laughed when I had to reject someone earlier this week. It was the biggest joy in my life. If you're applying for a mortgage, you're going to have to work your way through the meat grinder to get it approved through me.
Is that you? Is that your nickname?
They call me the grinder.
They call me meat.
Oh, great. You know, someone tried to start the buzzsaw. Shut that down.
No.
Cup of coffee in the face. That was Tuesday morning. Oh, there goes the buzzsaw. Boom. Shut up, Fred. I'm the grinder.
That's good. It's good that you're making your presence known. You're not
making friends.
Making friends, yes. Yeah, because that's one thing that we know Kyle's good at.
Oh, man.
Is making friends. Have you made a friend?
Why would I do that? First of all, the office I'm in is running at like 30% capacity. Everybody's still working from home.
Okay.
There's an incredibly small number of people in the office. One of the only other males there is leaving next week. He already put in his notice. He's leaving.
You think it's because he knew the meat grinder was coming to
probably.
Town?
Probably. He probably saw the grinder coming through.
He's like, damn, I can't handle that.
I can't. What am I going to do? Just accept people? I can't have that. So, no, I love it, Steve. Been able to come home. Not a bone in my body hurts. I'm not tired beyond recognition to the point where I can't wait to jump in a shower. I can play with my son, you know, on hands and knees running around the house.
So you walk in the door, you got the tie untied, but still around the neck.
Drop the tie after
Monday.
Or
maybe loose.
Drop the tie after Monday.
Really?
Yeah. See, there are people wearing T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Yeah. And I'm not a scumbag, so I'm not going to do that.
No. So you, no doubt, wore your...
polo dress, lax dress shoes.
Okay.
Rest of the week.
Logo polo, though?
No.
Like from a defunct beer or just like energy drink?
Just a piece of black electrical tape over the old drink logo.
Hey, boss, is it cool if I wear my Jolt Turbo energy drink shirt?
Hey, I got a Coke Energy Zero Sugar button down. It's purple and black. Is that okay?
Because I notice right now you're wearing the shirt of a former employer.
Yeah, so this was... So I got a bunch of, like, you know, a lot of companies do, like, fake internet points, right? So for doing all the training and safety and compliance and stuff like that, I had all these fake internet points.
They didn't strip those points away when you quit?
That's why I bought these before I quit. So before I gave my notice, I bought two T-shirts that, I don't know, I didn't need them, but I'm not going to let the points just go in a fire, so why not? So, yeah, I took these. But no, see, I honestly do. I really enjoy it. I'm getting used to getting home later. It's not the best, but man, oh, man.
So you get home by 6?
Yeah.
Oof.
But I tell you what, I get, and I think you probably have this a little bit too, if it's a normal work day, but even if you're not working, like if you have a Friday off or whatever, so your body somewhat wakes up before you'd like to.
Right.
You wake up closer to, it might not be when you'd be going to work, but it wakes up ish.
Yeah.
Well, my body does that, but somewhat in a panic. So, like, I roll over and quick grab my phone to check the clock, and I'm like, 6:40. And I'm like, oh, wait, I don't even have to be up for another hour.
So what time do you get up now?
Well, it depends. So if I had to bring my son to my mom or my mother-in-law's, about 7:15. But if I don't, I got up at 7:40 this week, the days I didn't have to bring Reed anywhere. By 8:05, I was twiddling my thumbs. So I just got in my car and drove, and I got there by 8:35. I just sat in the parking lot for 10
corporate
minutes.
Corporate Kyle getting to the office early.
So I just catch up on podcasts in the car. Oh, but, yeah, man. So I could realistically leave the house 8:15, 8:20, and still make it to work on time.
Whew.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a – I mean, that's pretty normal for most people.
Yeah.
But to me, that is a – it's completely unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine.
Waking up that late, yeah.
Even the year that I was working at the NHL, and it was, I think my hours were 8 to 5, 8 to 4:30 maybe. Mm-hmm. Since I had like a 45-minute commute door-to-door, 45 minutes to an hour, because I had to walk like half a mile to the train station and then take three different trains, which I actually enjoyed. I enjoyed the walk every morning.
Well, because you're not doing if you're taking the trains in, you're not doing the white knuckling and the horn honking and the checking the traffic lights. You're just sitting there.
Standing on the train, just listening to music or something, listening to a podcast or whatever. But even then, since I had to be at the office at 8, meant I had to leave my house pretty much by 7. So I still had to be up by 6 o'clock.
Right.
But... just the thought of sleeping in until like almost 8 o'clock and then still just being able to kind of mosey on through your morning and it's get to work early.
It is very weird. But again, I have enjoyed it.
Of course. I mean, you have people's fate in your hands. Yeah.
I get to say no.
You're the meat grinder. So who wouldn't enjoy that? Who wouldn't enjoy dashing people's dreams on a daily basis?
I wake up with a smile, just knowing that day someone's going to get a notice in their inbox.
So, like, so you're getting ready to leave the office at 5:30 every day. Say it's 5:25, and Mary Lou stops by and says, "Hey, Kyle. Hey, meat grinder. I got a couple files for you to go over, but hold off on them till tomorrow." And she sets them on your desk in your little inbox, and you just look at it and you say,
"I crack my knuckles."
Fitzgerald family, you're next.
And I don't even I'm even like waiting. Part of me likes to get one last one at like 5:28 because I really want them to have a bad night.
Yeah.
So they spent their whole work day anticipating.
So you don't even go through their paperwork. You just look for the contact phone number.
Yep.
Call them up. No. Boom.
Hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-where.
Hey, this is the meat grinder.
Okay. Calling on behalf of your loan application. Yeah. Nope. Click. Punch out. Walk down the steps, blare the tunes, drive home.
That's right.
I'm the principal from an 80s high school movie.
Yeah.
Telling the kids to, get lost, putting on my sunglasses, opening the windows, blaring AC/DC.
Look.
Squealing out of the lot.
Meat grinder takes no prisoners. Meat grinder, you show up to grind meat. It's all you do. It's not your fault that people are stupid with their money.
It's not, and I don't even feel bad doing it. If you're not responsible, I'm here to tell you you weren't responsible, and leave us alone.
So, not only are you denying the applications, but in most cases, I'm assuming you're writing them a letter to tell them why they're awful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's comments.
Good.
You know, it's a form letter, but you get to put in, there's a comments box, so yeah, I get to let them know. Hey, you shouldn't have been this dumb.
Hey, remember that time you took out a credit card?
Yeah.
So you could get that free T-shirt at the minor league ballpark?
Bet you thought this was a good idea. LOLOLOL. Enjoy your credit report.
Yeah. Have fun living in that T-shirt because you're homeless now. Not only are you not getting a mortgage,
30
but
days.
I'm taking away your current one.
30 days, good luck. And then a crying emoji.
Nice. I'm glad to see that you're bringing the same intensity to the new job.
Should Kyle be known as the meat grinder?
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve, I think we don't even have time to what I want to get into this week. Part of the email I sent you that we started talking about, mm-hmm. but we digressed. So we're going to have to push that to next week because we still have stuff we have to get to.
Yeah.
First of all, we got to get to the poll results
mm-hmm.
because we only had a few of them. We have even less this week.
Yeah.
Like to keep them at a manageable amount. I don't know if 9 to 10 is a manageable amount. So, you know, in between 4 and 6, I would like to have. I think that's a...
What are we at, 3 right now?
We're at 3 this week. Yep, yep. But to... oh, come on. Why did you go away results? To go over last week, in relation to what we were just talking about, hypothetically speaking, will corporate Kyle be miserable at a 9 to 5?
Yeah, this one was interesting.
Steve, 88% of the audience said yes. I don't blame people for thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of your MO to be miserable no matter the scenario.
Right.
So I think, yeah, your default is miserable.
In this case, no thank you. Been doing well.
Well, you're only a weekend.
Only a weekend.
Plenty of time. As you texted me on Monday, you said... day one in the books, 30 years minus one day.
Yep, about 30 years minus one day to go. So, nailing it. Would you consider Steve's side gig, quote-unquote, down in the trenches, as you referred to it a week ago, Steve? These poll results disappointed me. 58% of the audience said no. Not enough. But I also think, out of context, I think people hear that, and they were probably assuming before hearing the podcast, me saying your podcast is, you know, down in the trenches. It's a garbage show.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gritty.
Without not thinking of the cliche, down in the trenches. But yeah, 58% of the audience said no, not nearly enough for what you do. I've been in that chair. It's not worth that 42% saying yes. Should Flag Day be a national holiday?
Absolutely.
I don't know why this came up. Oh, because we're talking about the federal holidays. I'm not going to get off.
Yes.
57% of the audience hates the flag, Steve.
Oh, geez.
Said no. Come 57% on. Of the what are you audience doing? Said no. And maybe the most important poll we've put up, not just yesterday, but in a while. Does the hard hat go over or under the cowboy hat?
See, I think it goes under.
I don't even remember what I thought. I don't remember what this is about.
I don't know either.
66% of the audience agrees, Steve, says it goes under the cowboy
hat.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the obvious choice.
Again, no idea. How
did John Wayne wear his cowboy hat?
Compared to the hard hat
that
he wore?
Like, did he wear it over or under the hard hat?
I feel like I only know John Wayne with the cowboy hat, so I'm assuming it was over the hard hat.
Didn't you do... You did a killer John Wayne impression that one day, didn't you?
No chance. No. That was... that was incorrect. It was... Oh, yeah. I was kicking the saloon doors open on the Fast Five.
Right. And how did you...
It was Podna. Right? Right? And then you tip the cap.
Howdy, Podna.
Howdy, Podna. I still stand by it. That's what Westerners said. Old Westies.
Yep, that's it.
Those again, those polls at Steve and Kyle, Facebook and Twitter. You can find them there every week as we record. People seem to love that idea, and I love that we've stolen it as our own.
It's time for
Kenny Rogers
Fact of the Week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the Week.
Know when to fold them.
Now, again, we'll be doing the Kenny Rogers Fact of the Week every single week until Kenny Rogers comes back to life, or we run out of facts, or somebody just actually proves to us that he is deceased. Because
yeah, I didn't see it.
We're Kenny Rogers truthers here on
and
this podcast.
And seeing is believing, Steve.
Now, I know I don't have to tell you this, but there are some people out there that only know Kenny Rogers as a singer, but no, as we've figured out in the past weeks and months, he's a singer. He was a chicken entrepreneur. He was an interior designer. He lent his name to a funny car
chassis company.
Funny car chassis company.
You mentioned tennis player. You mentioned
yeah. I mean, obviously, actor. He was a record producer, and a whole lot more. But even some of his most devoted fans have no clue that Kenny Rogers was an avid photographer as well.
Get out of here. What? When did he sleep?
When did the man have the time?
When did he sleep? So K-Raj probably has...
We call him Kraj.
We call... I wish I could write down timestamps.
I'm pretty sure that no one ever called him Kraj.
No.
Right?
No, we are the first. But again, we are Kenny Rogers truthers around here. We're just trying to keep him in our hearts as well as our physical presence because he is still alive. So somewhere, there's like a gallery of Kraj photos.
Even better, as he told the Dallas Morning News during an interview, photography was one of his strongest passions. Kenny decided to turn that passion into something his fans could enjoy as well. And in 1986, he released his first book of photography, Kenny Rogers America. Followed it up with a second collection in 87 titled Your Friends and Mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say that was called?
That was called Kenny Rogers America in 1986 and Your Friends and Mine 1987.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but somebody on staff this solstice season is going to be in luck. Kenny Rogers Photography. Let me see what the... Your Friends and Mine is a hardcover.
Can you get them?
So they're only available secondhand on Amazon. But that doesn't matter. I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Somebody's going to be real excited.
Maybe not. Maybe somebody's not going to be happy this solstice season. $90.
Hmm. That is a ripoff.
The other one is $99. Get out of my life forever.
All right. Well,
wow. Well, so, you know, I just don't know when the man would sleep, Steve.
Seriously.
He's ripping off to his tennis match in his funny car from his house that he interior designed with an appointment at a photography studio afterwards.
Yeah.
And then he's got a board meeting for the Roasters. That'd be a good minor league baseball team name, wouldn't it be?
The Roasters?
The Roasters.
I bet they're... You know how, like, the teams, all minor league baseball teams, they'll always, like, a couple times a year, they'll change their names.
Yeah, I love it, by the way. I want all of that merchandise always.
I wonder. I bet there's a team who's done that.
If not, they need a baseball with a Kenny Rogers mullet as the logo.
Yeah. That's a great idea. That's a great... Are we going to have time...
Phillip?
Oh, wait a
Phillip?
Minute. I'm sorry.
Phillip?
Hold on.
That was the...
Kenny Rogers.
Fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold them.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Whoever produced... Oh, you produced that. That's right. You were in the lab.
I went down in the lab. Only a part of myself came out, Steve, as we talk about.
Are we going to have time for... Did you want to do a gripe of the week?
No.
No?
No, we got to do Fast Five.
Yeah, it's true.
So... Another week, another gripe added to the list, as I told you when we were, before we started recording, I had to add one. Maybe next week. I don't know.
Did we put up a poll about, did Kenny Rogers' friends ever call him Kraj?
Oh, that'll go up. That'll go up right now.
That's capital K-R-O-G.
No dash.
No.
Because that'd be K-Raj.
That would be K-Raj.
This is Kraj.
Kraj. Facebook and Twitter, at Steve and Kyle, if you want to... Take those web polls. Also, click on the link in the description of this podcast. Plus, we'll post it on social media for the podcast awards. We need you to nominate us. We need to be in the top 10 just for a second.
We don't.
So we can take screenshots of it.
Yeah, we don't ask for a lot. I really do believe that we're not. We don't beg you for anything. We try to. We just do our thing here, and we love being a part, having everybody be a part of this. This is the one time we're really calling you for help. Podcastawards.com. Check the link in the description of this podcast. Please nominate us.
We would greatly appreciate it. We got a Fast Five episode coming up in just a couple of days if you're listening to this the day that it was released. And yeah, Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will talk to you next week.
That's it.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.